Cambridge 105 Radio.
You're listening to Cambridge 105 Radio, where I'm joined by singer-songwriter Ella James, who has recently relocated to Cambridge. Hello, Ella.
Hi. Hello. Thank you for having me.
Pleasure. How are you getting on?
I'm good, thank you. And yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad. It's pretty draining times, but a lot to be positive about.
Yes, exactly. The weather's good.
The weather is very
especially good. In Cambridge.
Yeah. And there's been a lot of good music, which I'm looking to talk about with you today. So your first single from your forthcoming album, Earth and Moon, was released on the 1st of May.
Yeah.
A song which has a beautiful sort of tenderness and warmth to it.
Thank you.
That's quite all right. It's got a real sort of magical quality to it. Before we discuss the single, I ought to say for those who are listening who perhaps don't know your background, sort of give a little bit of an explanation about you. So you and I first met doing a gig together in Paris for Sofa Sounds.
Yes.
Quite a while back now, was that? That must have been a year ago.
It was last year, yeah. It was last April.
Yeah, A lovely, lovely gig with lovely people.
It was, wasn't it? It turned out really well in the end. It's sort of a bit ambiguous at first. You sort of thought, where are we? What is this? And then all these people turned up and it was amazing.
That's always the thing with Sofa Sounds is because it's in such, like that was, the location was, it was almost like an outdoor shopping centre with a roof on or for audio.
It was. It was really cold and sort of dark and strange. And
I think you played in your coat, didn't you, as well, I think.
Yeah, I did almost play in my coat, yeah. I think all the people suddenly just heated it up. I mean, we got there for sound check, all sort of shivering in April.
That's right.
And there were loads of people. It was great.
Yeah. And I remember we spoke about sort of a few bits of your musical journey when we were in Paris, but it wasn't until I looked at your biography that I realised what a sort of diverse journey you've taken. So you're originally from Winchester.
Yeah.
You studied in Nantes in France.
Did.
Is that the correct pronunciation?
Yeah, exactly. No, you did that very well because everybody else says Nantes or...
Nantes.
Yeah. No, I went to Exeter Uni to study French and then I, of course, had a year abroad. And I could pick any French city I wanted. And I thought, rather than Paris, try something a little bit different. So I ended up in Nantes, which was a really lovely, sort of not too big, not too small kind of student town.
Okay.
Had a really great year there, yeah.
Lovely. Yeah, I can't say I've been, but it's one which I think perhaps just from being a football fan, but I've been aware of them. But, and then I saw that you moved to London, which mm-hmm. at which point you then integrated into the Berlin folk circuit.
Yes, that came a little bit later. So I did my degree, I moved to London, and then after sort of several years trying to kind of get by on the music scene in London and sort of struggling with full-time low-paid jobs and just kind of, you know, not really feeling like I was progressing as an artist much, I reached out to a friend of mine who's also from Winchester. He's a great singer-songwriter. He's called Ryan O'Reilly. And he had based himself over in Berlin a few years previously. So he said, why don't you come over, quit your job, come over to Berlin. Let's kind of introduce you to the scene here, see how you get on. And he hooked me up with some really lovely people. And sort of it's thanks to him that I was able to start really building an audience over there and just discovering how differently music can be received abroad, especially in somewhere like Germany, which is full of really loyal music fans, especially for folk and that kind of thing.
Yeah, and there's a huge art scene in Berlin, which I'm sure kind of led to of you playing in some very interesting and wonderful places.
Yeah, very
as well.
Eclectic venues, yeah. Broad-ranging.
And in the same year, you supported Jules Holland on tour with the final show at the Royal Albert Hall.
Yes, yeah.
That must have been quite something. That's a really, really special venue.
It was glorious. I still pinch myself that I performed there. That all kind of came about in the same year. I think there's something to be said for like sort of setting your mind and your heart on something and sort of just being pushed and pushed to burn out and like trying hard and failing in a certain scene or a certain place and then just kind of committing yourself to it. I mean, I moved back home was doing a lot of busking just on the streets of Winchester in my hometown. And it was sort of thanks to that and slowly building that following in Winchester and abroad in Berlin and that sort of network that I then started to be able to finally sort of have an audience to play my own shows to rather than just supporting somebody else. Started to be able to kind of raise a bit more money towards a bigger project, which was my album that year. And the Jules Holland tour was just a bit of luck, really, that sort of came at a very fortunate time when I was really focused and sort of driving this passion and this ambition to succeed in something other than office jobs to pay my rent.
There's definitely something to be said for sort of it often feels like momentum is what sort of takes you on to
the
next level. And often you're not looking for something specific, but just immersing yourself in your passion then sorts to start paving its own way.
Yes, you never know who you're going to meet or what you're going to produce that somebody then sort of thinks is quite good or likes. And you just never know what's going to happen. I think it is definitely, I think momentum's the right word. It's sort of a snowball effect, really.
So when composing, all of these sort of different musical journeys that you've been on in different parts of the world and different experiences, do the different influences from different scenes amalgamate into one sound, so like the Ella Jane sound, or do you sort of reserve different feels and different things that you've learned for individual tracks when it sort of suits?
Yeah, it's quite a good question, really. I think, so I started doing this when I was 13 in school, and I had a sort of little girl rock band and we played together sort of covers and things. And then I was an older teenager and I sort of became more solo and more interested in sort of older music and got sort of better at the guitar and started to play fingerstyle and that kind of thing. And then sort of beyond that, I don't know, I've obviously discovered a lot of contemporary singer-songwriters in places like Berlin and abroad who have really sort of influenced my style or inspired me to maybe try something a bit different or a bit more modern sounding. But I must say, like a couple of years back, I thought about sort of changing it up a bit and introducing a more sort of contemporary electronic vibe into my music. And so I worked with a friend to kind of produce what would otherwise have been a folk track into something that sounded very like upbeat and sort of deep and synthy and vocoder on the vocals and sort of drum beats and bass and all this kind of stuff. And I loved it at the time. It felt really novel and it really did re-inspire me to sort of get back into writing what I was doing. But I kind of found the less true I was to what came naturally to me as an artist, the less sort of genuine I felt performing. And as I kind of carried on doing solo shows and then sort of going to Germany and things just like with only a guitar as my luggage, I was kind of limited back to my folk roots and I kind of just kept migrating back to not what I knew, but just what I knew was kind of my voice and my songwriting and my way of expressing myself that just sort of came very naturally.
That's really interesting how sort of changing your direction and straying away from thinking I want to kind of develop a sort of sound and do something new then makes you realize that you had this pre-existing sound that was really strong, which you kind of, you know,
that you can't ever really get away from. You sort of just end up coming back to because it is so integral to who you are as an artist. It's just kind of what you sound like, as you say, like it's sort of a collection of all these influences that make you and your unique sound that nobody else sounds like, and you can't really force yourself to sound like anything else. And why would you want to, I suppose?
Yeah, exactly that. Well, I might have to book a ticket to Berlin once all this blows over, I think.
It was so inspiring. It was an inspiring change, definitely, to go abroad. And Ireland, I found I went to Ireland once on a little road trip. Just sort of booked myself a hire car and drove from Dublin up north and then sort of west to Sligo for a festival. I just had about 3 or 4 shows over the space of a weekend. And again, like just the difference in audience and culture and how everything's sort of received and the kinds of different artists you have. Like in Dublin, they do a lot of sort of like singer-songwriter nights and circles, and everyone sort of jams all together and you end up playing in like the top of a pub somewhere till 3 a.m. with all these like incredible Irish fiddle players and banjo players with huge sort of beards. And it's just so much fun, and it sort of reminds you why you do this like lovely universal thing that is music in the first place.
Yeah, there's a real spirit to music, which
there is, yeah. And it's different everywhere you go.
Yeah, 100%. We should I suppose discuss the single, yes. Which I'll be playing shortly after we've spoken. So the single came out on May 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of want to just ask you about like how the track was written, how was it developed, and also your influences. I picked up on quite a bit of Joni Mitchell in there, I think, and I just want to for my own sakes find out if that's correct, assuming.
Yeah, it is. I mean, all that kind of era, really. I cite Leonard Cohen as a huge influence, Simon and Garfunkel. I talk about all the time in terms of my sort of influences for songwriting. Also, when I was living abroad in France, I discovered Françoise Hardy, who was kind of very much of that generation, and like this lovely sort of French songstress who did fingerstyle picking and sort of sang quite mellow love songs. But in terms of the actual writing of that song, it's not a new song, actually. It's one that I wanted to revisit from an early EP that I never quite felt I had the chance to sort of capture or produce to the extent I wanted to. So I wrote that song at the end of 2017, at a very sort of personal, strange time in my life. My father had left home several years previously and ended up sort of remarrying over in the States and having another child. And it took me about 5 years actually of that child's life to sort of feel ready to meet him and to have him in my life, because it felt like a very difficult thing to accept. Obviously, family breakdown is very hard in whatever form it takes. And at the end of 2017, I finally felt ready, when they were all over in the UK, late one year, to meet him and to see this little boy who was my half-brother. And I just surprised myself so much at like the power of this sort of unconditional love that I felt, and this emotion at just like meeting this little boy who I'd not known up till that point. And to sort of contain that and to deal with the strength of that emotion I felt after meeting him just once for the first time, I wrote this song about, I just wanted to capture this notion of loving somebody from far away when you can't be there for them in person. I mean, he'll grow up in the US and I won't get to see him much or be part of his life. But I sort of wanted to write it as a message to him growing up, to say, I'm here, I'll be watching over from far away, you can always turn to me, I'll be an older sibling to you if you want that, and you know, here you go, this is my gesture of love. And of course it then sort of, you know, takes on meaning for people who are going through long distance relationships or who are sort of estranged from friends. And I wanted it to be, so that's my personal story of how it's written, but I wanted it to be applicable to anyone who felt like they weren't able to be there to love someone in person when they wanted to be.
It's a beautiful sentiment, and the way it's captured by the lyrics is just so carefully worded. There's a particular line when you're describing yourself as the star and as a lantern,
yes,
offering light.
So if you are a planet and I am your star, I'm holding a lantern for you from afar. I just sort of suddenly started to think of all this imagery of sort of objects in space being far away from each other and how they sort of all turn in this sort of cosmic dance, and they're sort of connected to each other but not really touching, just sort of part of the same system. And it all, actually that song all came out in the space of about a day, which is very rare for me. I usually sort of sit on songs for quite a long time.
I've often found from personal experience that it's the songs which almost you feel like you're a vessel for the song, which just like writing itself when it happens so quickly.
Yeah, it's so nice.
Those ones tend to be the
so satisfying.
The songs which sort of have the most sort of single potential for some reason. It's just capturing one mood, one moment.
Exactly, one mood, one moment. So it's distinct, and it's got its message and its purpose, and it's come, it's just sort of channeled, you know, it's not like a collection of thoughts from bus journeys or commutes to work or something. Yeah, it's so true.
And also with regards to, as you said, you know, people, it's relevant, the lyric content, to people who are missing each other. There's going to be lots of people who perhaps have got nephews and nieces who are being born during these uncertain times, which they won't actually meet for
that's so true.
Quite a long amount of time. So, you know, I'm sure people will latch on and attach their own sentiments to the overall message.
I was hoping that, and I thought that's why, I mean, I wouldn't have released this quite sort of mellow love song as the first single from my album in other times, but I just sort of realised as I was thinking, okay, what to do now that the coronavirus has sort of changed things, what do I have on my album that could actually offer people something during this time? And I realised I had this song that actually, could potentially be quite relatable to people who are self-isolating and not able to see loved ones. It's just such an unprecedented, weird time. Like, we've never had to sort of force ourselves to be away from family and things for so long.
Yeah, it's a real time to sort of, you know, you realise when you've taken things for granted a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
Hopefully it means that we're all a bit more in touch with how we truly feel when all this blows over. Really appreciate one another. So I'm gonna play the track shortly, but just before I do, where can we download the track or stream it, and where can find you on the internet?
On the web. Everywhere and anywhere, that's the answer. Yes, of course, it's on Spotify and all the sort of usual streaming platforms. I don't know what people tend to use most these days. All my friends use Spotify, but I know other people who are still on iTunes, and a lot of people who actually now use Bandcamp to kind of download tracks and support musicians. So it's on Bandcamp, it's on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, whatever you use to stream your music. And YouTube actually has got a really lovely animation video. I did a collaboration with the Lithuanian animator of children's fairy tales. So that's the lovely visual accompaniment for this song. So that's on YouTube. And you can find me anywhere on my socials just by, if you just type Ella Janes into Google, it all sort of quite nicely comes up on the first page.
The powers of the internet. It's quite unlikely, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for joining us today. And I can't wait to hear the
rest
of the
album. Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure to talk about it.
Take care. This is Earth and Moon by Ella Janes.
Over you as you spiral and turn, as you grow and you learn.